glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and visit with us again. I have several announcements to mention to you. First, let me remind you of our Lenten worship on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You're invited to come and join us as we continue to look at God's work among us. This is Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You'll also, in your Go and Serve, see an announcement about that it is Quillo time again, and the things, you can tell I know what I'm talking about. They're out there in the narthex, the stuff you need to participate in that. Those of you who have done that kind of thing before. So anyway, information about what to do and the squares and stuff, they're all out there in the narthex. We will be loading the truck for Williamsburg County on Saturday at 8 o'clock and following. If you are willing to help, we'd love to have you. We got lots of stuff in the room. We'll be looking for some people on Friday afternoon to help me go ahead and get the stuff we have in the storage unit. And I also have a piano to get. So that's how we get Tim Rollins. Is that what you said? Yeah. So anyway, if you can help on Friday get some of that stuff, let me know and we'll work out the time and stuff like that. Easter lily forms are available out in the narthex if you haven't gotten that yet. And let me call on Preston Smith real quickly. I said ham. All right, great. Thank you, Preston. I need to invite Steve Summer to come forward for a moment. No, you have not been warned of this. So he doesn't know what's coming. I understand. It's been a while since we've been able to do this because Steve has served as chair of our council for 3 consecutive years. That's how long a term is for 3 years, and the minute he got on council, they elected him as chair. And he stayed that way. And whenever we have a chair leave us, we like to recognize that. And you left the council. And what I mentioned by that is when the council meets, we gather around a candle that is lit each meeting to remind us of Christ's presence involved. And on that candle is a wax symbol that we like to prepare and give to Steve as a memento and thank you for your 3 years of serving as our council leader.
Thank you
Thank you, Steve. Sarah.
Good morning. First, I would like to thank all of you who helped with Family Promise. If you helped with setup or breakdown, if you were an evening host, an overnight host, or helped prepare a meal, would you please stand up? Thank you.
our volunteers and we can't let you do enough shares for all your service. And no, it's not normally why it says.
Also, in the Family Promise, we have a Family Promise prayer service. Whether you served as a volunteer or not, whether you prayed for our families that are here this week or not, we would love for you to join us tonight to pray for our families, for Family Promise leadership, for Family Promise across the U.S. We will be merging our beautiful Family Promise prayer service with our beautiful special service. We're very excited to see how these two merge tonight. The worship will begin at 5:30. So we hope that you will join us.
No. Yeah.
I want to remind you of Family Ministries game night. Next Sunday, Family Ministries will be hosting a game night. And so I'm like, I don't really know what I'm getting myself into. And that's awesome. Come. We will have different stations set up for different games. They'll all be very easy for you to adapt to. Some may be new to you. Some may be old favorites. We'll have some that are very appropriate for children at certain tables, and we'll kind of do a rotation. I promise it'll be semi-organized. And at the end, we will finish out the night with bingo.
Bingo!
If you win bingo, you always want to win a prize, right? Of course. And there will be prizes. We would love for you to have just a fun night of fellowship. If you would like to, please bring a dessert. So we didn't have your dinner beforehand and come for some sweet treats, or don't eat dinner and have some treats at dinner.
Yes.
Yes.
Were you going to tell us about the baskets?
Yeah, the baskets. $10 for a sheet, and they're awesome. I got a new one this morning. It'll be out there for you guys to shop for. So, we can have our new ice cream. That's okay, buy more. I've got any more questions?
No, that's all right. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who brings us out of captivity into freedom, out of the wilderness into the promised land, out of death into life.
Amen.
Let us come home to God, confessing our sin. Merciful Father, we have sinned against heaven and before you. We do not fully live as your sons and daughters. We use your gifts to our own ends. Forgive us and restore us, that we may resist all that draws us away from you and be at peace with one another. Amen. We are reconciled to God through Christ. For his sake, God does not count our trespasses against us. Once dead in sin, we are now alive to God. Once lost, we now are found. God clothes you in the finest robe of all, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, forgiving you all your sins and making of you a new creation. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world.
Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Are there other children who would like to come forward for the children's message?
Thank you.
All right, guys, I brought, Josie, you like that? You don't even know what it is.
M&M's.
It's M&M's. This is my M&M blanket. Look. See? It's got M&M's all over it. And we can eat them, right?
No.
No. Well, what's this for?
To sleep.
To sleep? Or what if I get cold?
I could put it on.
In fact, I think I'll put it on right now. If I got cold, I could wrap myself up in this blanket, right? And feel so much better and so much warmer. That would feel really good sometimes. So don't you just love wrapping up real tight in a blanket like that and you feel warm?
Yeah, I would want
When my kids were your age, they liked it when Miss Nan would get clothes out of the dryer. Ooh, look, they already know what's coming. Did you hear all that, people? And they would snuggle up in those clothes and feel so warm, just like you feel with a warm blanket like this where you can feel warm. It feels great to be warm and tight and just comfortable. And I mentioned that today because Jesus today in our lesson talks about God in a very special way. Do you know what he says? He says God is like a chicken. Now that seems kind of strange, doesn't it?
Like a chicken.
Like a mother hen is what he says. He says how often God wants to gather us under his wings, the same way a mother hen gathers her chicks up under her wings to keep them safe and to help them know that they're loved. Kind of like you feel when you got a blanket all wrapped around you. God wraps his children around him just like that. And that's pretty neat, isn't it? Yeah, so that's one of the things I want you to remember today. As you hear our gospel lesson read, you'll hear Jesus talk about, oh, how I wish I could gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And that's Jesus' way of saying that God loves us and wants to take care of us and be our God always. All right, can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for wrapping us up in your love. Keep us there forever and always remind us that we belong to you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given us no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. He brought them him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The stronghold of my life. God is my salvation. In God alone I trust.
God is my strong salvation. What
foe have
I to fear? In peril
and
temptation, my
life lies near. God is my life, the stronghold of my life. God alone I trust.
God is my light, the stronghold of my life. God is my salvation, in God alone I trust.
God alone I trust.
is my light, the stronghold of my life. God is my salvation, in God alone I trust.
A reading from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, and that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord. Save us as you promised, we will trust your word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
True story. At our seminary here in Columbia, the graduating class always chooses a scripture passage as the theme verse for their class. So, senior year, it's always interesting as the students peruse their Bibles and propose one verse after another for consideration. One day, two students were thinking about this and came across the New Testament professor on campus. So they asked him, "Professor, what verse comes to your mind when you think about our class?" He replied immediately, "John 11:35." Well, they ran to their Bibles and looked it up and read, "Jesus wept." That was not my class. There's a lot of weeping going on in our lessons today. Abraham seems to weep over a future he hopes for but has no real vision of. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem at their rejection of God's word among them time and time again. And Paul talks with tears about the enemies of the cross. The cross does have its enemies. Many live as enemies of the cross, seeking any way possible to tear down God and God's people. Others live as enemies of the cross, living in ways that ignore God's love for us, focused on the self and not at all interested in responding to Christ's sacrifice. The cross does have its enemies,
But today, maybe we should turn that idea around and talk not about being an enemy of the cross, but about being a friend of the cross. What does it mean to be a friend of the cross? How do we live that out? Well, I think it means a lot of things, but let me highlight just a few. Don't be ashamed of your faith. What I mean by that is that we are called to live out our faith daily in natural ways. Let me give you an easy example. How many of us pray before meals in our homes but not in restaurants? Well, what are we afraid of? That people will think our faith is important to us? Don't be afraid to let people know openly that you go to church and that you believe. Now, I'm not saying to make a show out of this or to browbeat your coworkers with constant God talk, but when natural times to live out or express our faith show up, do it. That's being a friend of the cross. Care for others. That's another way to be a friend of the cross. You see, on that cross, Jesus put our welfare above his own. Now, we are called to put the welfare of others before our own. Reach out in love, particularly to those in need, to those who are outcast, to those who are offensive to us, to those who are so easy to overlook or forget. It takes effort. But if we care for others because Christ cared for us, that's being a friend of the cross. Give some time to your faith. I guess that's another way of saying to be intentional about God. Give some time to your faith. Come to worship. It's important. Read your Bible and study the Scriptures some each week or each day. Keep a Sabbath, which means more than just enduring church for an hour and that duty is done. Spend some intentional, quiet time with God. Pray, listening as much as you speak. Give some time to your faith. That's being a friend of the cross. Being a friend of the cross means keeping the promises we made in our confirmation. Remember? The pastor asked, "Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?" And we answered, "I do, and I ask God to help and guide me." Keeping the promise, that's being a friend of the cross. While doing research for a doctoral thesis, a young man spent a year with a group of Navajo Indians on a reservation in the Southwest. He lived with one family, sleeping in their house, eating their food, working with them, and generally living their life. The grandmother in the family spoke no English, yet a very close relationship formed between the grandmother and this student. They seemed to share a common language of love, and they intuitively understood each other. Over the months, he learned a few phrases of Navajo, and she picked up a few words and phrases in English. When it was time for the young man to return to the university and write his thesis, the tribe held a going-away celebration for him. As he prepared to get into his pickup truck and drive away, the old grandmother came to tell him goodbye. With tears streaming from her eyes, she placed her hands on either side of his face, looked directly in his eyes, and said, "I like me best when I'm with you." We like us best when we're with Jesus. That's what being a friend of the cross means. Jesus died for us. Jesus died for you. And we belong to God forever. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We look for baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we come before you from the many journeys of our lives, having walked different paths, having come from different places, and yet our destination together is you and your love. Fill our hunger for you. Unite us as your children all over the world and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, you know our steps often take us on paths we should not trod. Forgive us when we stray away from you. Guide us to walk in your way, to live in care and concern for each other, and to be faithful to you always. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Comforting Savior, sometimes the paths of our lives are hard. Give your comfort and help to all in need. Abide with us through all the journeys of our lives. Bless your people, O Lord, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, it was quite a night for us last night. We watched news reports jumping from political results to shots fired at the mall. As we gather this morning, we pray for those who are in the face of danger and fear at the mall and around the area. We pray for those who incited the fear, who are so caught in anger and hurt for others. And we pray for peace among us. We pray also for our nation that you might lead us in choosing leaders who seek your will and your way. Lord, in your mercy, God of life, as we go through our lives, walk with us. Thank you for your love, which is never far from us. May we walk through our lives confident and sure that we are yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest.
God, our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for the world.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me."
And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin, that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we thank you for gathering and feeding us as a mother hen embraces her young. Release us now to go on our way in these 40 days, ready to see your work as prayer, ready to fast from complacency, and ready to share with those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.